Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. But, Alan, I want to get your reaction as a professor emeritus at the State University of New York. How about them Danes?
Well, you know, I'm not a big sports guy and I don't follow it, but this is unfolding now. They did very well round one, and now they go and face what I'm told is the powerhouse, Florida.
Yes, the Gators.
Yeah. So if they beat the Gators, it'll make world news.
Indeed.
Good for Albany.
Yes, good for Albany. Well, how about this phone call I hear you got?
Yeah, last night I had a phone conversation with Herman Denny Farrell, one of the great guys in the New York State Legislature. He's the head of the Finance Committee and generally regarded as the second most powerful person after the Speaker. And he listens to WAMC every day when he's up here. And he said he was listening to the first hour of Roundtable and to our talks here. And he said, you know, it occurred to me, he's old, by the way, he's young in heart, but he's, you know, like me, he's a little older. And he referenced a bunch of planes that had been hijacked and forced down into the desert. They're known as the Dawson Field hijackings, and the PFLP took them to the Jordanian desert, where they blew up the aircraft after releasing the hostages, or most of the hostages, and they ended up exchanging these passengers for seven Palestinians. So, in the department of anything can happen, they could be alive.
Obviously, the Malaysian airline we're referencing there, very interesting. And of course, we just don't know.
No, we don't know. But what we are finding out is that a lot of people had information, governments had information, and they didn't share it. The Thais and others. Well, nobody asked us. Yeah, right.
Speaking of information, NSA recorded every single call in one country? What?
Well, apparently the NSA now has the ability to do every single telephone call in any country they want and have been doing that. And they get to keep it, we are told, but of course one believes what one wants to believe, that they do it within, they have 30 days to do it within. So, I mean, look, everybody, you don't have to be paranoid to believe that they're out to get you. And you don't have to believe that you're on a telephone that nobody else is there. Because you have to just assume they are.
I see an approval slipping for New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, Alan. And says,
well, people still like him. His personal, like factor is very high. But in terms of the sort of messes he's gotten himself into, what's interesting about all of this polling is they're showing a wide divide between people of color, Hispanics on the one hand, and some of the middle class Caucasian population on the other. And this, of course, can be seen as a potential problem once you start these divisions within a city. On the other hand, he is being regarded by many as a sort of modern-day Robin Hood redistributive politician.